First came a bill that would stop private companies from forcibly taking private land through eminent domain. Then an effort to kick the Texas Department of Transportation out of the $12 billion project. Ultimately, nothing passed. The opposition was small, but vocal, rural landowners especially. People like David Hunter, who owns 40 acres of countryside in Ennis, just south of Dallas.
It's not a good thing for Texas. It destroys a bunch of property, homes, farms, and ranches that will never be the same.
Months later, those sentiments haven't budged. Kyle Workman is president of a group called Texans Against High-Speed Rail.
We had gone from nobody knowing anything about the high-speed rail project between Dallas and Houston to the entire state budget being held up over it. So from our standpoint, it was much different than a failure. There was no such thing as a failure in our case.
Since then, the private company behind the rail, Texas Central Partners, has passed pivotal milestones. It met a fundraising goal in July, adding $75 million in private investments. That money will go toward ridership studies, cost estimates, and design plans. The Federal Railroad Administration also approved a utility corridor as a route. Workman says these gains still fall short of making the train a reality. More importantly, he says Texas Central hasn't made enough assurances to rural communities along the proposed path.
If it's not entirely privately funded, then come out and say it. It's a project that's inevitably going to fail, that's going to end up either being in the state or the federal government's hands to pay for. We just don't see anything good that can come out of it.
Texas Central says it's tried to stay as transparent as possible. CEO Tim Keith says the company takes concerns about eminent domain seriously.
A project that touches a person's property is very personal to them. We understand that. And we will approach each party individually, each family, each landowner individually, meet face-to-face, have a transparent process that's documented, and make offers that we believe will attract them to sell their property.
Keith says Texas Central will host more community meetings this fall. He's confident opponents will understand that a bullet train is good for Texas.
We have to find more ways to move efficiently through the state, and we need to do it in a way that relieves congestion. It's about transforming Texas and beginning to move into multiple forms of transportation.
Oh, I understand their argument.
That's Gary Bennett, a lawyer and Ennis landowner.
But if it's your house that you built that was going to be your retirement home, plans been made all your life to be here, or land that's been in your family for many generations, and it's suddenly fixing to be taken, I would be curious if they'd have the same opinion.
The utility corridor spares Bennett's land, but he plans to represent families in any future eminent domain proceedings. Meanwhile, Texas Central is going full steam ahead. Federal regulators are working on an environmental impact statement, which could take as long as 2 years. The company hopes to break ground by 2017. For KERA News, I'm Stephanie Kuo.